Yeah, I mean, AJ is obviously a big part of our offense. Antonio's a big part of their offense. Like you said, I feel like they made kind of similar catches, you know, with Antonio making the getting his feet down, and same with AJ. I mean, they're two special players, and so it's always great to have guys like that.
Do you ever watch those guys do what they do and just kind of go, wow, how'd they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of stuff that AJ does. It's like, man, I don't, there's not very many people on this earth that can do that.
Is there anything that makes you sicker than hearing about primetime games?
All we got to do is win. It's all it comes down to. So, you know, that's our goal.
Do you feel like that's a thing of the past and you don't think about that type of stuff?
Yeah, we don't think about it. That's for sure. It's regardless of what time the game is, we got to go out and play and we got to go do what we can to win.
Do you get sick of hearing about the Steelers then? I mean, because that's another thing. It's like these are kind of two things in one, it seems like, that are always around, hovering around. But that's a real thing in this division that you guys have to – do you feel like that's a real obstacle that you guys have to find a way to get over at some point, is finding a way to get over the Steelers' hump a little bit?
I mean, I think every time we play them, it's been a good game. It's you know, it comes down to the fourth quarter, and they've been tough games, hard-fought games, and, you know, I think that's why we hear about it. I mean, they're a really good team. And, you know, I feel like we've had our shares of being at the top of this division. And so, you know, I think that's why there's so much put into it. Obviously, it is a divisional game, too. And you know, there's a lot of importance around this city and around this area when we play them. But, I mean, they're a good team, and we've had some hard games against them.
Andy, I don't know how much, you know, you just kind of pay attention to what they do or things they try to do. It feels like they're always trying to get in your head, whether it's Le'Veon Bell saying that Vontaze should be out of the league after a game, or it's them trying to reenact the A.J. Green fight for a touchdown celebration. How do you guys receive that kind of stuff that they do?
Can't worry about that stuff. I mean, I don't – you can see some of it. Some of the stuff I don't even know about. Can look for it all you want, but, you know, it's you can't let that get into it. You just got to play your game.
No one else does that in the division specifically like the Steelers do. Do you feel like it's because they think they're better than you? They won so many times in a row. I mean, why do they? How does that affect you?
They can do what they want. I don't know what they're thinking, what the reason for doing all of it is, but it doesn't affect us.
You guys, when you look at this game and those things are out there and you get questions continually like you do every time you play the Steelers, does it make you want to beat this team that much more?
I mean, we want to win. For us to get where we want to be at the end of the year, I mean, this one's really important for us. And so, you know, this is, like I said, we're playing a good team. And so, I mean, to win this one would obviously mean a lot just for where we're trying to go, but, you know, also kind of show what kind of team we are, because we're facing a really good team.
Kind of a rare thing. The last 3 weeks, their defense has let up a lot of long touchdown passes. It's come from everywhere. It's been posts. It's been double moves. It's been busted coverages. Is that something that you guys see and feel like that's got to be a big part of what you guys do on Sunday or Monday? Not letting your game plan out, but, you know, is that got to be a big part when you see a team that has had consistent errors in that any part of their defense?
Yeah, I think what you're saying, when these teams have had their chances to hit these plays, they've hit them. And, you know, that's obviously, you know, on the tape. And so I think that's what it comes down to. When you have those moments and those plays called and you have those chances, you got to make those plays because they can, you know, they can change the outcome of the game.
Obviously, you can have things. You can try to set up double moves and things like that. You can try. But how much can you scheme that up? Or you just got to – does it have to kind of happen within the flow of the offense where those things break free for you?
Yeah, I think it's part of it. So, you know, sometimes it's stuff that's called. Sometimes it just kind of happens. And so, you know, you don't know when it's going to happen. It's just, like I said, when you get those chances, you got to hit them.
Has that been the difference? I mean, I guess it's as simple as that for you guys in the last, whatever, 4 or 5 weeks. You've hit them more often. Is it just as simple as execution, or have you guys maybe been looking for that more often?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think like I said, we've made the plays, and you know, we've had some big gains in the last couple weeks, and so just got to keep doing it.
You've played almost an entire season against the Steelers now in your career. I think this is your 14th game. What did they do particularly well that has been confounding, I guess, for your offense? Because, I mean, there's more interceptions and completion percentage isn't that great. I mean, what is, you know, Bill Lazor said they don't run different stuff. They just kind of do what they do really well all the time. So what do you see, I guess, when you're out there over these years that has made them kind of a tough match for this offense?
Yeah, like I think it's kind of what Bill was saying. They know what they're doing. They put guys in different spots, and they're always around the football. They try to take away all the easy throws and easy completions, and you know, maybe make you hold on to the ball a little longer, just different things like that. So they've got different things that they do to try to disrupt your game.
Just along those lines, does Shazier's speed and activity change certain things that you can do as an offense that maybe you can do against other teams, but you just really can't do against a guy like that who is so effective sideline to sideline and sniffing stuff out?
Yeah, I mean, he makes plays all over the field, and I think the big reason is that because of his speed. And so, you just have to be ready for it. I think that's what it comes down to. You got to know what type of player he is and, be able to get on him.
Looking backward briefly, the Cleveland game, after they scored to get it within one touchdown, I think 6 minutes to go, a lot of times teams would run the ball there, try to run out the clock, play more conservative. You guys came out through on first down and really attacked and drove down six passes, six runs. Maybe not at the time you didn't think about it, but was there a message sent there? Do you feel like there's a philosophy change that this offense is becoming more aggressive, more attacking?
Yeah, I think at that point in the game, we felt like we still needed to score and still needed to go down. And, not just obviously we were working the clock a little bit, but, we still needed a drive to get down there and put points on the board. And so, I felt like that at that point is what we needed to do, and that's why we kept throwing it.
Have you seen a change in Bill? Because when he took over, he said, there's not going to be anything drastic to start. It's just kind of try to make a smooth transition. But he said as the year went along, you put more stuff in. Have you seen him evolve at all over these last 10 weeks?
Yeah, I think there's different things that we can do just because it wasn't just when it's right at the beginning. It's hard to change everything. And I think things could be a little bit different if, he would have had the whole training camp, OTAs, and that whole time. But I think we've done some things that he likes and some things that have been successful for us.